Results of Fox News poll on impeachment differ from three major recent polls. By Michael Patrick Leahy on December 16, 2019. Fox News released a poll on impeachment Sunday, the results of which differ from three recent major polls, all of which show more registered voters oppose impeachment than support it. Those three polls from Quinnipiac University, Monmouth University, and NPR/PBS NewsHour/Marist University all show registered voters oppose impeachment of President Trump and his removal from office by margins ranging from 3% to 7%. But the Fox News polls shows registered voters support impeachment and removal from office by 4%. A Quinnipiac poll released last Tuesday showed registered voters oppose impeachment and removal from office by a 51% to 45% margin. A Monmouth University poll released last Wednesday showed registered voters oppose impeachment and removal from office by a 51% to 44% margin. An NPR/PBS NewsHour/Marist poll released on Monday showed registered voters oppose impeachment and removal from office by a 49% to 46% margin. In contrast, the Fox News poll released on Sunday showed registered voters support impeachment and removal from office by a 50% to 46% margin. Though the Fox News poll results actually show a decline in support for impeachment among respondents when compared to the results from of its poll conducted between October 6 and October 8 of this year, when 51% of poll respondents favored impeachment and removal while 43% opposed it, the current 7-to-11-point differential compared to the three other major recent polls is difficult to explain. The answer may lie in the methodology used by the Fox News poll, which was a random sample of 1,000 registered voters and was conducted under the joint direction of Beacon Research, D, and Shaw & Company Research, R. By Braun Research Incorporated of Princeton, New Jersey voters between December 8 and 11 and has a margin of error of 3%, according to the statement released along with the poll. That statement, however, provided little information on the methodology and demographics of the respondents, other than party self-identification, which was 46% Democrats, 41% as Republicans, and 12% Independents. While the differential between Democrats and Republicans among the other three polls varied from +6 Democrat, Quinnipiac, to +4 Democrat, Monmouth, which was similar to the Fox News poll differential of +5 Democrat, the respondent samples in two of the other three polls included significantly more Independents. Respondents to the Quinnipiac poll were 34% Democrat, 28% Republican, and 37% Independent/Other. Respondents to the Monmouth University poll were 30% Democrat, 26% Republican, and 43% Independent/Other. Comparable data for the NPR/PBS NewsHour/Marist poll was not immediately available. Data for breakdown by age group, income, and race were available in the initial statement that accompanied the Fox News poll. One clue may be found in the relatively high percentage of respondents who were contacted by cell phone, 77.9%, versus landline phone, 22.1%. Landline, 221, and cell phone, 779. Telephone numbers were randomly selected for inclusion in the survey using a probability proportionate to size method, which means phone numbers for each state are proportional to the number of voters in each state. Landline usage is higher among older voters. Cell phone usage is higher among younger voters. Respondents to the Fox News poll were remarkably left-leaning on a number of issues. 68% support Senator Elizabeth Warren's proposal of a wealth tax of 2% on an individual's worth above $50 million in addition to income tax, while only 26% oppose it. 63% support legalizing the recreational use of marijuana on a national level. 53% support making minor changes to Obamacare while largely leaving the law in place, while 38% want to get rid of it. 52% oppose building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, while 44% support it. Among the other surprising results from the Fox News poll were these two unusual results regarding the fairness of the impeachment inquiry. 45% of respondents think congressional Democrats are running the impeachment inquiry fairly, while 42% think it is not being run fairly. 52% of respondents think the Trump administration is not being cooperative enough with the impeachment inquiry, while 36% think it is being cooperative enough. Fox News poll respondents have been consistently left-leaning for some time. For instance, in the poll conducted between September 11 and September 14, 2016, less than 2 months before Donald Trump was elected president, 55% of respondents opposed building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, while only 41% supported it. Despite those poll results, Trump, who made building the border wall a main promise of his campaign, easily won the presidency in the Electoral College vote. 306 to 232. Faithless electors changed the final vote to 304 to 227, even though he lost the popular vote by 2 points. Lacking more robust information from Fox News on the poll's methodology and demographics, it remains difficult to explain why its results vary so much from those of the Quinnipiac poll, the Monmouth University poll, and the NPR/PBS NewsHour/Marist poll.